Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was a frustrating night down at the ballpark last night as the Phillies fall 7-6 in 11 innings. This is Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. The Phillies fall yesterday to the Mets 7-6 in 11 innings in the first game of a three-game series here at home in Philly. And man, what a frustrating game it was. It was a long one. It goes four and a half hours. And the Phillies just find a way to lose it at the end as the defense lets them down. And man, a lot to be frustrated about after that one yesterday. It is April 16th, Tuesday, April 16th is... Hopefully the Phillies will get back at it tonight. Nick Pivetta against Steven Matz. We'll get into that later. But the Phillies 9-6 now, no longer in first place in the National League East, is again falling to the division rival Mets last night. The Mets now have a better record than the Phillies, a frustrating one. Aaron Nola, let's start there. A lot to get into from last night and why it was such a bummer of a loss, but we certainly need to start with Aaron Nola, as Nola... Again, bad outing from Aaron Nola. Really just, you don't know what to say at this point. Only four innings. He gives him seven hits, three walks, five earned runs over those four innings. Aaron Nola, and look, this Mets lineup is pretty damn good. We saw that last night. We've seen it all season long. Pete Alonso brings a different dimension to that lineup. Jeff McNeil's a good hitter. Michael Conforto's a good hitter. Brandon Nimmo's a good hitter. A bunch of left-handed batters, too, which, you know, Robinson Cano, a bunch of lefties in there, which obviously isn't great for Nola. But ultimately, regardless of the lineup, Aaron Nola has just at no point yet this season looked like the Aaron Nola we expected, looked like the Aaron Nola from last season. And it was readily apparent last night in a game where you're coming off a 14-inning extravaganza where your bullpen has to go eight innings. And granted, Nola didn't know this one would go 11-2, so the bullpen would get taxed again. But even in a simple nine-inning game for Aaron Nola, your ace, to only be able to give you four in that spot when your bullpen is taxed. And, oh, by the way, you are 4 days in to a 17-day straight stretch of baseball games. Just a really bad job from Aaron Nola yesterday. And look, I get it. Look, he just doesn't have it right now. And you can't ask him to pitch better than he physically or mentally or whatever is able to pitch. But really, they needed more from Aaron Nola last night. Division matchup, national television, at home, big spot. And again, most importantly, a bullpen that has just been worked and worked and worked some more. And oh yeah, before the game, we find out that David Robertson has elbow soreness and he is on the 10-day injured list. Drew Anderson called up. We would see Drew Anderson pitch last night. We'll get to that. And we'll get to Robertson's injury in more depth coming up. But with all that in mind, a really incredibly disappointing effort from Nola last night. And look, you know, it's a... It really calls into question what this team can be if Aaron Nola isn't Aaron Nola. And I know it's only been four starts. I am not panicking with Aaron Nola. We've seen too much good from him, obviously, last year and really his whole career here in Philly, to think that after four starts, I'm just going to say, all right, well, season's over, Nola stinks. But if Nola can't find his way back to what we expect him to be, or even something close to what we expect him to be, if for some reason, whether it's the large innings increase last year to the year prior, or just the mental strain of coming back and having to be the ace or whatever it is, who knows what it is, but right now it is not working for Aaron Nola. And if he can't get it back, that is a major blow for this Phillies team. He is, it's so funny, and funny being not the right word. It's more, you know, upsettingly funny. But if you had asked me, or really anyone who talks about the Phillies, or if any Phillies fans, you know, what's the thing you can count on the most coming into this season? 95% of them would have said Aaron Nola. You know, he's the guy who we felt we could pin our hopes on from a pitching perspective that, yeah, we might not know what we're going to get in Jake Arrieta. Yeah, we might not know if Pivetta is going to take a step. He hasn't. We might not know if Eflin is any good or Velasquez, but you know what we know for sure? We know Aaron Nola is going to go out every fifth day and take the ball and give you a chance to win. And it's really, it shows how important he is to this team, that when he's not, it's been really devastating for this team, as they've really struggled, obviously, with Nola not pitching well. Joe Giglio also, just in terms of how bad Nola's been so far, had this tweet. Aaron Nola didn't allow more than four runs in a game once in 2018. He's allowed more than four runs in three starts already this season. I mean, it's bad right now. It's not great, the Aaron Nola situation. And again, if you know, with every start you get more worried. And again, I'm generally of the feeling that after four starts, I'm not going to indict Aaron Nola's whole season. But with each bad start, with each start where he just doesn't look anything like the Aaron Nola we saw last year, we know and have come to love, with every start, you have to get a little more worried. It's just the nature of the beast, and he's been really bad. So the next few starts for Aaron Nola are going to be really big for us as a fan base, and also for him to get that groove back. The fact that his next one's coming out in Colorado, probably a little less than ideal, but we can hope for the best. Either way, Nola's been a massive, massive disappointment so far this season, and is someone who really needs to get it together for this team to go where they want to be. That is without question. Nola gets hit up early, gives up three runs in the first in the third inning. The Phillies do get three right back after that in the bottom of the third, an RBI single from Harper, JT Romuto, a two RBI single. It's all tied up. And then the fourth inning, Nola just gives them two back, and ultimately Nola only gets through four. Jose Alvarez would give up the sixth run to Brandon Nimmo on a home run in Alvarez's second inning of work. I was a little frustrating to see Jose Alvarez out there for two innings of work, especially when he gets through one. You want to say just, you know, take your win and run with it. But I understand what Gabe had to do. Look, we've talked about it a lot. Nola only gave him four innings, and this bullpen just gave him eight yesterday. They're taxed, and you got to do what you got to do. I would have liked to see Jose Alvarez out for a second inning. Absolutely not. Do I understand why he was out for a second inning? I absolutely do. And look, over two innings, one run from Alvarez. That's, I guess, pretty good. After that, we see Drew Anderson shut it down for two innings. Gets into a bit of a jam in the eighth, but works his way out of it. A big K of Pete Alonso, and only took three pitches to get through the seven. Three pitches, three outs. You love that. And then Adam Morgan comes in and throws two scoreless innings. Adam Morgan continues to be this team's best reliever this season, and I don't even think there's a question. He's been awesome. Nice to see Morgan come in and get the job done. The Phillies threatened in the eighth, got first and seconds with no outs, but Mike Calfranco grounds into a double play. Runner on third and two outs, and pinch hit Andrew Knapp. You all know how I feel about Andrew Knapp. I ranted yesterday. I don't need to do it again. I don't think he should be on this team. He's a horrendous hitter, and more importantly, he can't play the position of catcher, which is the most important thing in a backup catcher. But Knapp actually shocks us all and gets a walk in that spot. But the Phillies unable to capitalize as McCutchen comes up. Odubel Herrera, Kutch walks. Odubel almost gets picked off third when Kutch walks. Almost a boneheaded Odubel moment we wouldn't forget. Ultimately, though, Segura comes up with the pitching scenes. Ends up getting walked to tie the game up at 6-6. So that's how they get their sixth run. Harper ultimately pops out down the inning. I have no idea why Mickey Callaway didn't go to Edwin Diaz in that spot trying to get a four-out save. Diaz obviously ends up getting the save later in the game, but I thought holding out in a game where you might not even get to use him was insanity. Mickey Callaway, bad manager. Bad manager. Ultimately, though, Gesellman comes in, gets the out. of the inning after the walk, and the Phillies tie it at 6-6. Go down in order in the bottom of the ninth. Morgan then pitches his two clean innings. The Phillies get a chance in the bottom of the 10th, second and third with two out. Gene Segura at the plate, but Segura really bad at bat, which, you know, look, we won't say a lot from Gene Segura, but ends up striking out. Then we go to the fateful 11th as Pat Neshek would get himself into a jam, first and second, no outs, works his way back to first and second, two outs, and then a ball just grounder to first, eats Rhys Hoskins up. The second bad play error, I wasn't sure if it was ruled an error at the end or not, but second poor fielding play by Rhys Hoskins of the night. News alert, Rhys Hoskins, not a good defensive first baseman. I think we all knew it, but it was a microscope on it tonight. Hoskins gets eaten up. Cesar comes over to try and get the ball home, try and get the runner coming in from second, and makes maybe the worst throw to home plate I've ever seen. If you saw 50 Cent's first pitch the time he threw it out, it looked like that. He just basically threw it into the ground. Ultimately, the run comes around, makes it 7-6. Edwin Diaz would shut it down in the bottom of the 11th, and that was all she wrote. Just a... Again, I used the word a bunch of times, but I can't think of a better word for it. It was such a frustrating loss for this Phillies team in a game where you felt like they had it at times, and also you felt like they were lucky to be where they were at times. Jose Alvarez goes two innings, only gives up a run. Drew Anderson gets out of a tough jam, but the Phillies threatened. The Phillies had opportunities, and they weren't able to capitalize, and it's been frustrating. Look, not only was Nola bad, but McCutcheon's been really good. Gene Segura has been great. Didn't have a good at-bat last night, but it has been great. Harper has been really good on the whole, and Hoskins has had great stretches, but also some incredibly cold stretches as well. Romuto just hasn't gotten to where we need him to be. Cesar has been nowhere close to what you want him to be. And Michael Franco, don't get me wrong, Franco had a big home run last night. Again, 8-hole Franco, two-run bomb to tie it at 5. After the Mets had gone up 5-3. But at the same time, Franco also just continues to have bad at-bats and continues to be the Michael Franco we've seen so often. And look, Scott Kingery, when he gets a chance, seems to take advantage. I think we need to see more Kingery. But ultimately, the offense has been somewhat Jekyll and Hyde as well, as we've seen. And look, you put up 6 runs, that should be enough to win a game. It wasn't last night, but some spots where you want that offense to come through and end the game, and they weren't able to, and it was frustrating. It was frustrating all across the board, and ultimately Pat Neshek, who pitching on back-to-back days, at least we should give Pat some credit for that, but unable to get it done, ultimately ends up getting the loss 7-6. And just look, it's April. I'm not worried about this team. They're 9-6. They're doing fine, but it is frustrating to see them lose games like this, these tight types of games, the games you feel like they had. And also, if you want to look, and again, it's April, but if you want to look for a reason to panic, and I'm not saying you should, but the Phillies haven't played well since that loss to Victor Robles, since the Washington loss. They've, they went 1-2-3 in Miami, but one of them was a 14-inning affair. They got throttled in the other one, and frustrating loss last night. So, the Soto home run from the Robles home run on, really, the throttling the next night, the throttling 3 days later in Miami, last night, the tough loss in extras. It's been a rough stretch of baseball for this team comparatively, obviously, to the first stretch that they had. And again, look, we're only 15 games into the season, but they are in the middle of a 4 games into a 17-day stretch of baseball. They're 2-2 so far in this 17-day stretch with games every day that, look, you'll be a little bit deeper in the season. It'll start to feel a little bit more real. The sample size will be a little bit bigger. So we're going to know a lot more as they head to Colorado after this Mets series. Come home, face the Mets, face the Marlins. Go to New York for the Mets, come home for the Marlins. It's going to be a big stretch of baseball. And, you want to see them rebound. That's what we said after the 15-1 slaughtering. And the night before that, after the Victor Robles home run and ultimately Washington goes on to win, you want to see this team respond. You want to see them bounce back. We felt pretty good about the win in Miami in game one after the debacle 15-1 game. But struggled a little bit to come back the last 2 days, and 14 innings and then 11 innings. Look, that's a lot of baseball. It's tough. I am worried we're going to see a beat up Phillies team tonight. You know, I hope Gabe gets Kingery in the starting lineup. You may even want to get another starter a night off, as it's going to be a grind. And this is the type of game after back to back, you know, 25 innings in 2 days, they're going to be feeling it. And Hoskins at one point slides into second base, looked way worse than it ended up being. It looked like on the screen he said, you know, I popped it, and I was terrified. Ultimately ends up staying in the game, but these guys are going to get worn down. There's going to be a tough, long stretch of baseball to grind early in the season, and it's always frustrating when you can't pull out these close one-run games. You know, that was a game that they had in their grasp. They were right there, and they weren't able to pull it out. And ultimately, look, again, April 16th today. We're not worrying. We're not freaking out, though. Aaron Nola has not looked good. There are reasons for concern. But ultimately, when you look at the end of the season, everyone talks about, oh, look at this team. They're in the playoffs because they were 45-13 in one-run games or whatever the crazy numbers are. It matters. Winning those one-run games really matters. And the Phillies lost a close one yesterday. And it was a game they could have had, and they didn't. And they lost in a frustrating manner. So it's okay to be frustrated, but tonight they get back at it. Nicky Pivetta takes the L against Steven Matz. Coming up next, we'll dive into that. And, of course, dive into the injury that makes this bullpen a lot murkier.
We are back, Phillies Today.
Moving forward, all that Seltzer
more coming
next.
Phillies Today. It's James Seltzer. We're coming right back.
Very disappointing loss to the Mets in the first game against the Mets this season. The Mets, I better not give them credit for coming into the season. I talked about this division and said that I thought the Phillies would win it, but I thought the Nats especially and then the Braves would be the next two teams that would be their biggest competition. And I thought the Mets would be okay, but I thought they'd fade off. And look, they might still fade off. It's early in the season, but they're definitely better than I thought they'd be. They're better put together. That lineup's tough. Like the Phillies lineup without, obviously, some of the star power, but it's a lineup that grinds. It's a lineup that has good at-bats. A lot of lefties in there that against a right-handed heavy Phillies pitching staff is not a great matchup. And they're good. The Mets are good. They're a good team. Their bullpen obviously did a really nice job after Syndergaard didn't pitch well, only give up one run through the 11th. They get the job done. Obviously, that one run was walked in, so that's not great. But ultimately, Mets are a better team than I thought. And a big game tonight, Pivetta versus Matz. We'll dive into that coming up. But first, let's discuss the news of the day yesterday outside of the loss that would happen later. But prior to the game, Phillies announced David Robertson to the 10-day injured list, not the disabled list anymore, the injured list, and he has elbow soreness in his pitching arm, of course. Few thoughts here. First and foremost, apparently the elbow soreness has been coming on and off since spring training, so not ideal, and also certainly explains maybe the struggles we saw from Robertson in that game in Washington where he just couldn't throw strikes, and it felt very un-David Robertson-like to just walk in everybody and end the game that way. But so in that sense, you're happy that there's some sort of explanation, but all I know is I have followed baseball for a long time. I'm a big fan of baseball. I love baseball. I talk about baseball for a living. I'm a huge baseball fan. I can remember very, 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 very few times where a pitcher went on the disabled list prior or the injured list, whatever you want to call it, with elbow soreness, and it worked out well. It usually doesn't work out well. It usually leads to Tommy John surgery. But regardless, look, right now the Phillies are making it appear like it is not something super serious. We don't know. The fact that Robertson's been able to pitch is good, I suppose. With no serious tweak or something where it just felt wrong. But you worry. And Robertson's a guy that, look, they made one big offseason move in the bullpen. You know, they made some trades. They brought some guys in. But they made one big move, and that was David Robertson. They paid him money. They said, come on in. You're going to be the guy we can count on. I think he's the guy they wanted, theoretically, to be their closer. And now his season's in question, and I hope it's nothing serious. I hope Robertson's back in a couple weeks, and we don't worry. But again, I hear elbow soreness. I think the worst, and I know I'm jumping to conclusions here. I'm probably wrong. Hopefully I'm wrong, but if nothing else, I'm looking at the situation as that it is incredibly possible that David Robertson is not a factor for this team moving forward, which if that is the case, and let's hope he's back in a couple weeks and this is just a blip on the radar and David Robertson provides us what he hoped he would provide us. But if it is more than that, you know, the Phillies are in a bit of a situation as they will really have to consider going out to get another reliever. And we've talked a ton on this show about the potential options out there. Obviously, Craig Kimbrell, a name that we've heard a ton of times and apparently came out over the last couple of days that Kimbrell's lowered his asking price. Well, yeah, no duh, you know, it signed you, but good to hear. And I think that if Kimbrell's willing to take a 1 or 2 year deal at a lower price, giddy up, let's do it. I think Kimbrell's over the hill. I'm not super excited about him as a pitcher anymore, but he's still certainly better than what the Phillies have at the back end of the pen. And if not Craig Kimbrell, there's a lot of guys they can go out and trade for. While the starting pitcher trade market is not that laden with guys you will be interested in or the Phillies should be interested in, the relief pitcher market is the opposite. It is stacked. It is robust. With lots of options of guys. We've talked about Will Smith and Felipe Vasquez and so many other names that are out there that the Phillies can make a move for. So if Robertson's out for any extended period of time, I don't think what the Phillies have here is acceptable. Look, I've been saying that I don't think what they have here is acceptable enough with David Robertson here. So you take Robertson out of the equation, I think it's almost imperative that they make some sort of move. And again, Kimbrell is interesting because you don't have to give up assets for him, and he could help you, you know, relatively quick. I don't think he signs and is ready to play tomorrow, but, you know, maybe a few weeks and he gets back here and works himself into shape. But trading for someone, it might take a little more time to get that to happen, to, you know, for a team to make sure they're out of it or for it to get close to the deadline if they want to wait and see what they got or whatever. But ultimately, if Robertson's out for any extended period of time, they have to do something. They have to do something. This team is too good, and they need bullpen help because this starting staff has shown that we're not going to be able to trust it to the fullest extent, and you hope that they can supplement that staff as well, whether Dallas Keuchel or a trade there as well. They need more if they really want to compete. There's no question about that, but I think from a bullpen perspective, it's even more imperative because if Robertson goes down, you have no one at the back end, and you really have no veteran presence in there that, you know, Neshek's a veteran, of course. There, you know what I mean, though. There's no veteran presence at the very back end of the bullpen. No one you can count on who's closed games before in big spots or anything like that. So it's a precarious situation. Let's all hope that Robertson is healthy or will be healthy. We'll be able to work through this, but again, I'm not super optimistic. Either way, the Phillies still have baseball to play tonight. Back at it against New York Pets. I wish they were our pet and we owned them like we used to. Hopefully we'll get back to that. But tonight, Stephen Matz, the lefty for the Mets on the hill against Nick Pivetta. A matchup of Matz has had at least a good start to the season, which Pivetta hasn't. But two guys who have been expected to break out, or Matz for a while has been expected to break out and certainly haven't gotten there and has struggled. Pivetta has been literally just unstartable. If you own him in fantasy, you know, to use a analogy, he is just someone who is, you just are not going to be able to count on in this moment right now until we see it from him. And going up against this good Mets lineup with a lot of lefties who crush Pivetta, I am not feeling optimistic about the Phillies' chances to keep the runs down on the Mets side tonight. I am feeling optimistic, though, about the Phillies' chance to put up some runs, too. So expect a shootout tonight down at Citizens Bank Park. And who knows, maybe Pivetta will hear this and try and prove me wrong, and maybe we'll get to see the Nick Pivetta we've been hoping for so far this season that we have not even come close to seeing. But I am not expecting that. Tough matchup. I think the Mets put up runs. I think the Phillies put up runs. And hopefully the Phillies put up more. Either way, we'll be back to break it down tomorrow and then to look ahead to the 105 early start. Jake Arrieta against Zach Wheeler. And that one, another good matchup. So hopefully that'll be the rubber matches. Hopefully the Phillies can take it tonight. Nick Pivetta against Stephen Matz. Fingers crossed on that one. I think that's the best we could do with Pivetta. Again, either way, we'll be back to talk about it tomorrow. Until then, thank you for listening to Phillies Today right here on the Phillies 24/7 network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.